Hey everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at ancient wisdom for modern leaders. And specifically we'll be taking a look at the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 31.1-9, where a queen gives advice to her son who is a king. We'll be looking at this passage from excerpts from a lecture by Dr. August Konkol. So I'm very curious to see what kind of ancient wisdom we can unearth today.
Well, it's really fascinating because this passage comes from a queen and, you know, in that time period, you didn't often hear the voices of women in leadership circles. So that really kind of challenges the traditional assumptions, doesn't it? And remember, in Proverbs, the mother is often the teacher. Even wisdom itself is personified as a woman.
That's a great point. It really adds another layer of complexity to her advice. And speaking of her advice, she starts off her message with this repeated phrase, "What, my son? What, my son?" It really grabs your attention. I don't know about you, but when my mom used that tone of voice, I knew things were about to get real.
Yeah, exactly. It creates the sense of urgency and weight. Like, she knows that her son will face some very serious temptations as a leader. And these temptations, they aren't limited to ancient kings. They really resonate with the challenges that modern leaders face every day. Think about the pressures, the tough decisions, the constant scrutiny.
So let's break down her advice. The first thing that she warns her son about is excess, especially when it comes to things like drinking or promiscuity.
Well, this is really interesting because it speaks to this idea that leaders are held to a higher standard. Their actions, they have a ripple effect, impacting not just themselves, but also the people that they lead.
Yeah, it's like they're under a microscope. Everything they do is magnified. And Dr. Konkol even compared this to some politicians that we see today who seem to put their own interests above the needs of the people that they're supposed to be serving.
Yeah. Sadly, history seems to repeat itself. You know, the story of King David and Bathsheba?
Yes.
I mean, he was a powerful king, but he gave in to temptation, and the consequences, they were devastating, not just for him, but for everyone that was involved.
It's a classic example of how schemes and shortcuts ultimately backfire, just like the proverb warns. Now, have you ever seen that play out in your own experiences with leadership? Maybe personally, or observing someone else, like a boss who cut corners, or someone who abused their power.
Absolutely. It's a reminder to all of us, no matter how high up you are, ethical conduct is just so crucial. Integrity is essential.
And that brings us to the Queen's second piece of advice, which focuses on staying vigilant, particularly when it comes to decision making. And she really emphasizes the importance of sobriety.
Well, and that makes a lot of sense when you think about the responsibilities of a king. He needed to be clear-headed, to make sound judgments, and remember previous rulings.
You know, Dr. Konkol actually made this funny comment about wine in his lecture and how it can be both a gift and a danger, depending on how it's used.
Oh, that's so true. And, you know, in ancient times, wine was often used as a sedative, but obviously excessive consumption could really impair your judgment. And I think that's an interesting thing to consider in modern leadership. It's not just about avoiding literal drunkenness, but it's about staying sharp and focused.
Right. It's about being present and making sure your mind is clear when you're making decisions that affect other people. But what I found to be most powerful about her advice was her third piece of advice, speaking for those who can't speak for themselves. And she told her son to advocate for the poor and ensure that just decisions are made on their behalf.
Yeah.
And it really resonated with me, you know, hearing her talk about using power to uplift those who are vulnerable. It's a timeless principle, isn't it? Speaking up for those who need a voice, advocating for fairness and justice.
Absolutely it is. And think about it. This advice was given thousands of years ago by a queen at a time when those in power often exploited the weak. So it really challenges us to consider how we can use our influence in whatever spheres we occupy to create a more just world.
You know, when you put it that way, it's not just ancient history. It's really a call to action for all of us. And it makes you wonder, what would we add to the Queen's list if we were giving leadership advice today? I mean, the world has changed a lot since her time, hasn't it?
It certainly has. But the core principles of good leadership, like integrity, empathy, and a commitment to service, those remain remarkably relevant. So what would you add to the list?
That's a tough one. But I think I would emphasize the importance of lifelong learning, particularly in our rapidly evolving world. Technology, global events, social norms, everything is constantly changing. So leaders really need to be adaptable and always willing to learn and grow.
I love that. continuous learning is essential for good leadership. I might add resilience to the list, that ability to bounce back from setbacks, to learn from mistakes, and to keep going even when things get tough. That's critical in today's world.
Absolutely. And maybe the ability to embrace failure as a learning opportunity. I mean, nobody gets it right all the time, but it's how you respond to those challenges that really defines you as a leader.
I couldn't agree more. It's that willingness to own your mistakes, to learn from them, and come back stronger. And it's about having the courage to be vulnerable and show that you're human, too, because that authenticity can build trust and respect.
So looking back at the Queen's advice and thinking about what we've added, it seems like strong leadership isn't just about skills and strategies. It's about character. It's about having a strong moral compass.
Absolutely. And it's about understanding the profound impact your actions have on others, whether you're leading a team at work, a family, or a community initiative. Your decisions matter. They shape the lives of those around you.
That's a really powerful takeaway, because it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day grind, but this deep dive reminds us to step back and think about the bigger picture.
It's about being mindful of the legacy we're creating, the impact that we're having on the world. It's a call to lead with intention, with purpose, and with a heart for service.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? I know I'm walking away from this conversation with a renewed sense of purpose, thinking about how I can apply these principles in my own life.
That's what's so great about these deep dives. We uncover these timeless insights that can really guide us in our modern lives.
So as we wrap up our exploration of the Queen's advice, I'm curious, what's standing out to you for this ancient wisdom? What's resonating most strongly with you?
Well, for me, it's the emphasis on balance, avoiding excess, staying vigilant, and using your voice for good. It's a holistic approach to leadership, recognizing that your personal conduct is intertwined with your social responsibility.
Yeah, it's like those three pieces of advice, they form a triangle, and each side is supporting the others. You can't truly be a good leader without all three, can you?
Exactly. And it reminds us that leadership is a journey, not a destination. We're always learning, evolving, and striving to be better.
So if you were giving leadership advice to someone today, building on what the Queen said and what we've discussed, what would be your one key takeaway? What would you want them to remember most?
That's a great question. You know, I think I'd emphasize the importance of leading with authenticity. Be true to yourself, to your values, and to the people you're leading. People can spot a phony a mile away, but genuine passion and integrity, that shines through.
That's such an important point. And it circles back to what we were talking about earlier, about leading with empathy and understanding. If you're genuine and you truly care about the people you're leading, they'll feel it and respond to it.
And they'll be more likely to trust you and follow your lead. It all comes back to building those strong relationships based on respect and mutual understanding.
Wow. So much wisdom packed into those few verses and proverbs, right? It just goes to show that even ancient texts can offer incredibly relevant insights for us today.
Absolutely. And it reminds us that human nature, the challenges of leadership, the desire to make a positive impact, these are timeless themes that transcend cultures and generations.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into ancient wisdom for modern leaders. We hope it sparked some new ideas and inspired you to think differently about your own leadership journey.
Remember, the conversation about leadership, about using your influence for good, never really ends. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep sharing your own insights with the world. Your voice matters.
Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep leading with purpose.
It really is a call to action. You know, it challenges us to think about how we can use our influence to make the world a better place.
So, if we were giving leadership advice today, building upon what the Queen said, what would we add to her list?
That's a tough one.
The world has changed so much since her time.
It really has. But you know, the core principles of good leadership, like integrity and empathy and commitment to service, those are still incredibly relevant today. What would you add?
I think I would add the importance of lifelong learning, especially in today's world. Everything is changing so rapidly. Technology, global events, even social norms. Leaders have to be adaptable. They need to be willing to learn and grow all the time.
Yeah, I love that. Continuous learning. It's so central for good leadership.
I think I would add resilience. You know, that ability to bounce back from setbacks, to learn from your mistakes, and to keep going, even when things get tough. I think that's absolutely critical in today's world.
Oh, for sure. And maybe even the ability to embrace failure as a learning opportunity. because nobody gets it right all the time, right?
Yeah, right.
But how you respond to challenges, that's what really defines you as a leader.
Yeah, I agree. It's that willingness to own your mistakes and learn from them and come back stronger. It's about having the courage to be vulnerable and show that, hey, you know, you're human too, and that authenticity can build trust and respect.
So it sounds like if we look back at the Queen's advice and we think about what we just added, it seems like strong leadership. It's not just about skills and strategies. It's about character and having a strong moral compass. Absolutely. And I think it's also about understanding the impact that our actions have on other people, you know, whether you are leading a team at work or your family or a community initiative, your decisions matter and they shape the lives of those around you.
That's a really powerful takeaway. I think it's easy to get caught up in the day to day, but this deep dive, it really reminds us to step back and look at the bigger picture.
It's about being mindful of the legacy we're creating, the impact that we're having on the world. It's a call to lead with intention and purpose and a heart for service.
You know, it really makes you think. I feel like I'm walking away from this conversation with a renewed sense of purpose. And I'm thinking about how I can apply these principles to my own life.
I think that's what's so great about these deep dives. We uncover these timeless insights that can really guide us in our modern lives.
So as we're wrapping up our exploration of the Queen's advice, what stands out to you from all this ancient wisdom? What's resonating most strongly with you?
For me, it's the emphasis on balance, avoiding excess, staying vigilant, and using your voice for good. You know, it's really a holistic approach to leadership, recognizing that your personal conduct is connected with your social responsibility.
It's like those three pieces of advice form this triangle, each side supporting the others. You can't really be a good leader without all three of them.
Exactly. And it reminds us that leadership, it's a journey, not a destination. We're always learning and evolving and trying to improve.
So if you are giving leadership advice to someone today, building on what the Queen said and everything that we've talked about today, what would be the one key takeaway? What would you want them to remember most?
That's a great question. You know, I think I would emphasize leading with authenticity, being true to yourself, to your values, and to the people that you're leading. Because people can spot a phoning a mile away, but genuine passion and integrity, that shines through.
Yeah, that's so important. And it makes me think about what we were talking about earlier, about leading with empathy and understanding. If you're genuine and you really care about the people that you are leading, they will feel that and they will respond to it.
And they will be more likely to trust you and follow your lead. It all comes back to building those strong relationships based on respect and mutual understanding.
So much wisdom in those few verses and Proverbs. It really shows how even these ancient texts can be so relevant for us today.
Absolutely. It reminds us that human nature, the challenges of leadership, the desire to make a positive impact, these are timeless themes that go beyond cultures and generations.
Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into ancient wisdom for modern leaders. We hope it's giving you some new ideas and inspired you to think about your own leadership journey.
And remember, this conversation about leadership, about using your influence for good, it never really ends. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep sharing your insights with the world. Your voice matters.
Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep leading with purpose.